Well, they're in a pretty happy place. So it's just like when you're in a five-star hotel and there's like, you know, hot tubs and great food and golf course outside. It's hard to really rouse yourself to see the danger of life, right? So to the devas, I mean, you know, 500 eons in bliss. It's pretty hard to remember that you're going to die. You know, in fact, this is a common problem they say with Brahmas, is that they wind up thinking they're eternal. You know, why not? They've been around so long, they've forgotten what it was like to be young. They just assume, I've been here forever. And, you know, all my friends have been here forever. Whatever it's just. But I don't know if I'm not sure if it's ever actually said in the scriptures that they cannot get enlightened. And there's different kinds of...
The Buddha actually says some devas can be.
Yeah.
But it as a tendency... It tends not to. It's like in the... There's that great... You're just recollecting the first discourse of the Buddha, where the Buddha gives the discourse on the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path and Anya Kandanya sees the Dhamma and becomes the first being to be enlightened. And then all the devas are rejoicing, and they're sending word up to all the other devas, and everybody's rejoicing, but nobody's reflecting on the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah, right. Like the disciples, disciples get enlightened, and the devas party, basically. Roughly speaking.
I was just talking with. Ajahn said, I mean, you were talking about the connecting with the devas. I was just talking with talking with Ajahn Sodhan, yesterday, the day before, talking with Ajahn Sodhan, who he and the other two monks up in the Pacific Hermitage walked from Mount Adams to Mount Hood, and so 16 days of walking, and then they went up to there's some place, well, I think Krunadamo's been there. They finished the walk by going up to this Cooper Spur, up around 9,300 feet on Mount Hood. And Ajahn Sodhanto said, he is somebody who does not, if you thought of Devanagari, recollection of devas, the first person who wouldn't come to mind would be Ajahn Sodhanto. He tends to be quite, it's very practical, straightforward, just no nonsense. But he was recounting, he said that we'd gone up to that place and they'd made some kind of a chetty up there. So over this is the third year they've gone up there and make a chetty, and then they do the greater to the blessing chants, and he said, I've never felt it before like that. But just this incredible, powerful connection of something like, you know, the devas and sort of some other beings that really has a lot of just it's a very powerful feeling of protection and kind of blessing it's really sweet because it's just sort of that kind of both in terms of that the goodness of recollecting, dedicating merit, and then generating the thoughts of goodwill. These are, you don't really know who's going to tap in.